When you understand problem, reaction, solution, then you know that the powers that be won't have to force people into the concentration camps during the next pandemic or the next food shortage, the next financial collapse. No, people will voluntarily show up and beg for help. That is what's being engineered. Now, how is that being engineered? Obviously, food scarcity and energy scarcity, but also the engineered financial collapse of the debt-based fiat currency system. So remember that the exterminators, the globalists, will always present themselves as your saviors. Never forget that. They will cause the problem, and then they will force you into a solution, but you will beg for it, okay? So when Klaus Schwab says you will own nothing and be happy, what he means is, yeah, you will own nothing and you will beg to be saved by the very establishment that is exterminating you. You will beg for it, and then you will be grateful when they give you food, because you can't buy food because your bank account has been destroyed by the financial collapse, or, you know, food rationing has kicked in and you're only allowed a certain number of credits and you didn't have any backup food supplies. You don't know how to grow food. You don't have a garden, whatever. You're going to beg to be saved by the system. So understand that as this is happening, it means that there will be many, many defenders of the very system that is exterminating human beings. So don't think that everybody's going to be red-pilled here. It's not like there's going to be a moment of awakening where people say, oh my God, we're all being killed by this system. We should resist it. No, the vast majority are going to say, no, we're being saved by this system. We should support it. We should protect it. And they will agree to be little secret police and snitches and everything else, you know, to rat out their neighbors who have extra storable food, especially if they're given food credits in exchange for ratting them out. So if you look at modern day Venezuela, yes, it's a tyrannical authoritarian regime that, you know, destroys human rights. It's a horrible hellhole to live under. So why isn't 99% of the population against that system? Because some people believe that they are being saved by it. Some people believe that's the only system keeping them alive and keeping some amount of food on the table. And so they will support the very system that enslaves them. It's kind of like the Matrix. Until people are removed from the Matrix, they will defend it and they will fight you if you try to wake them up. So this whole process of red pilling, although I understand there's been a lot of progress in the last couple of years due to COVID and so on, but do not think that people will be automatically red pilled throughout this process as they're being exterminated. They will not. Many will die, they will be exterminated, they will be, you know, literally killed off in the concentration camps, and they will thank their captors the entire time. They will thank them, they will defend them, they will, you know, worship them in a way, even as the guillotine is slicing off their own heads. So there's a great meme that Doc Pete Chambers sent me the other day, just in a private text. And the meme says something like, it's not your job to wake up the sheep. It's your job to wake up the sheep dogs. That is, you know, the sheep guardians, the people who are sounding the alarm. But you're never going to be able to wake up the sheep themselves. There will always be this contingent of the human race that is obedient to the exterminators. And don't think that there's going to be a day where they're going to magically get it. That day will never arrive, folks. It will never arrive. They will go to their graves thinking that they've been saved by the very people that are annihilating them. That's what they will think. So yes, it's great to try to wake up as many people as you can, and you may actually bring out the internal sheepdog, because some people, like, they think they're sheep, but they're actually sheepdogs. They have this power to protect and to defend that is latent inside of them, and they just haven't really fully discovered it yet. And so in some of those people, you can help them discover who they truly are. You can help them rise to the occasion. But that might be 1 in 100, you know. The other 99 are going to stay sheep. That's because that's what they are. That's what they're going to die as sheep, sheeple. They're going to follow the herd off the cliff and exterminate themselves. There's just nothing you can do about those 99. Then again, the only way to discover the one out of 100 is to talk to 100. So that's why it's important to continue to work to red pill people and wake people up to what's going on. You know, vaccines are one issue, but there's so much more. That's just the beginning of this. That's why I don't even talk about vaccines that much anymore, because I feel like we've said everything and people either get it or they don't. You know, people are either going to join the future of the human race or they're not. They're going to become extinct if they want to keep taking these jabs. They're just removing themselves from the human gene pool. Nothing I can do about that. But a lot of people don't know about the global world reserve currency system that's being set up by the BRICS plus nations and the petrodollar status and how that's going to be used to manipulate them. A lot of people are not yet aware of engineered food scarcity or what's happening with energy scarcity and so on. So I've kind of moved on to other topics at the moment to try to keep people informed about all these other things. Because this is a multi-layered, multi-vector attack. And, you know, there are so many ways in which we are being destroyed. It's culture warfare. And kinetic warfare is coming. But at first, it's information warfare, culture warfare. It's the push of transgenderism. It's an act of warfare against our culture. It's the dumbing down in the schools. It's the welfare state making people dependent on the system so they cannot be self-reliant ever. So it's basically sapping the survival skills out of the population through welfare and stimulus checks and universal basic income, things like that. So there are a lot of topics that you can talk to people about that are not necessarily vaccines. Some people get completely, you know, the wall comes in. I'm like, I'm not going to talk about vaccines. Okay. Have you heard about the Federal Reserve? You know, have you heard about genital mutilation of children? I mean, there's a lot of other things that you can use to wake people up. So do what you can. And we're all pulling in the same direction on this to try to have some number of, you know, a few billion humans remaining when this genocide runs its course. If we have even 1 billion humans remaining, we can save this civilization. And I think we'll have more than a billion. I think the globalists won't kill more than, let's say, let's say 1 to 4 billion. Let's widen that range. I think they'll kill from 1 to 4 billion people, which means even at worst, they will only kill half the human population. So I know that sounds gruesome, but that's still a win for humanity in terms of, you know, viability. We can rebuild the system. We can recover. And we can learn important lessons from all of this. Never turn over your health, your body, your society, your money to these centralized, corrupt, Luciferian control systems. There's a lesson for history, right? All right, thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.